we were doing Dov's Minute on Friday. In Kiddush, just before we make the blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen, we say Savri. Savri means, are you all sover, are you all focused, thinking to be Yotze with this bracha? When we come to eat, we say Birshut. Do I have your permission to make the blessing on your behalf? When we drink wine, the rabbis instituted that we say Savri. Savri is like Svara, to give thought. And the idea is that wine is drank sometimes in the middle of the meal, and we want people to stop eating and focus on the blessing. It's different than Birshut. The Birshut of the blessing on the bread, I'm asking their permission, I'm going to make a blessing on their behalf. The Savri, that I'm saying so that they focus on the blessing of the wine, well, sometimes people also bring wine in the middle of the meal, and one person will make the blessing on behalf of everyone. So Chazal instituted over all blessings of wine, even blessings like Kiddush, where we're not in the middle of the meal yet, in all blessings of wine, Chazal said, we should tell the other people, Savri, listen, or focus, stop your eating, to focus on my blessing, even though technically for Kiddush and Avdallah people aren't in the middle of eating. Now, that's so that the blessing over wine be consistent. You guys got that? Being that sometimes the blessing over wine is in the middle of the meal, Chazal instituted that for all blessings of the wine we say Savri and not Birshut. And the reason we use the word Birshut over the bread is because technically eating the bread is reshut. If a person wants to avoid eating bread, he's allowed to. So he's saying, now I'm doing something which is reshut. I'm asking all of you, Birshut, to join me in the blessings. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.